Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God, amen, again for another time to talk about it. I'm sitting in for Apostle Gloria Porter. I'm Bishop John Porter. Thank God for Sister Diane. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Praise the Lord. Man, just another day that the Lord have made. And we shall continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to be here. Praise the Lord. I don't know how it looked there in your area, but amen, it's a beautiful day here in this city. Praise God. Amen, where I'm sitting. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen, for this beautiful day. Man, we want to ask you, you and you. Amen, let's pray. Amen, for, amen, the city and the state of Louisiana. Praise the Lord. It is getting hurricane after hurricane. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. They need much prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, there's less. It's going through. Praise God. And we that, amen, is sitting, looking, everything is all right. Praise the Lord. But see, they going through now, but we never know when our time is coming. Am I right? Amen. So let's pray, amen, for the city, for the state, praise God, because they are really going through a lot of disasters at this time. I was listening at the news this morning, and they said they done had 10 hurricanes back to back to back to back, praise the Lord, hitting their area. This got over, out of what the name of it? Praise the Lord. And now they done had another one. Praise God. Flood and thing. Oh, praise God. So it's praying time. Praise God. See, and on top of that, then they corona. See, now, man, it's one challenge after another challenge, one problem after another problem. You know, the storms like just keep coming. Praise God. But through it all, we serve a God that is able, amen, to do abundantly and above. He will bring, amen, bring them out. He promised, praise God. They look to our Lord and Savior, who is the author and the finisher, praise God, of our faith. He is the answer, amen, not only for them, but for our nation today. Praise the Lord. I just thank God again, man, and we want to, amen, continue to pray, amen, for Apostle, and man, my flower, praise God, amen. I tell you, she is a trooper. Praise God, I thank God for her. Thank God for Deacon Mike. I just thank God for City of Victory, amen. Man, I tell you, praise God, we take a lick and keep on ticking. Am I right? Man, we just bounce back to like a rubber ball. Man, we hit up against the wall and come right back. Amen. Ain't God good? Amen. How is it with you? Man, we would like for you to call, amen, sometime, man, and share a testimony with us. We don't mind sharing. We want to see what you have to say. Praise God. Call in. Ask a question. Amen. We are open, praise God. We are open to the word of God. Now, we're not about no foolishness now. I'm like Apostle. Man, come and asking all the most silly questions and things, but we are here, amen, to answer, amen, some reasonable question. Praise God. Man, to break it down, to understand what the word of God is saying to you and I in these times. Man, know who's doing the talking? Know who he's talking to and what time period. Praise God. That's very important. Praise God. And if God did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Praise the Lord. He's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. Amen. Oh, thank God. Amen. We thank God, amen, for all that he is doing. amen, for us spiritually, financially, and also materially. I also want to thank those that have been sending in their donations, amen, and been a blessing, praise God. Unexpected blessing, amen. We want to just thank God for you, you, and you. Praise God, amen. God move upon you. Praise God to be a blessing, amen, to the ministry, amen. Obey God, amen, amen. You can't be God-given. Am I right? Man, there's more blessing to give than it is to receive. Nothing will leave heaven until you release it out of your hand and God move upon you. Praise God. To be a blessing to City of Victory, amen. Send your offering in, great or small, amen. We're not asking for no amount. Whatever God lay on your heart. Now, I don't think it can get no better than that. Praise God, great or small, amen. God can take little and make much, amen, but obey God, all right? So will you do that now? Praise God. We are praying, church. We believe in prayer. We believe that prayer changes things. We have, amen, a prayer warrior here, an intercessor. She don't mind praying. She will pray. You call her, call Sister Diane, she will pray. Amen, she will call on the name of the Lord. Praise God. You bring whatever to her, she say, she's going to tell you, let's pray. Praise the Lord. And that's what it's all about. Praise God. You call me and we talk about it. We're going, let's pray. You call the apostles, you're going to do the same thing. Let's pray. Amen. We are a praying church. Praise God. We believe in prayer. Amen. I want to say this. If Jesus had to pray, what about you and what about me? Praise God. It's praying time. Praise God. With all this, you walk out your door, you better be covered with the blood. Come on now. Am I right? You know, it's dangerous now. We are living in dangerous, amen, time. Amen. Everything is going on, but there's nothing new under the sun. Praise the Lord. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Man, we are living in dangerous time. But thank God we don't dwell on the situations and the problems and condition around us. We dwell on the word of God. He stands on his promises. If God spoke it, he able to perform it. Okay, at this time, amen, we're going to turn it over to Sister Diane. Praise God for prayer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord Father. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, what they're in need of, Lord Father. And Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for their loved ones, Lord Father. And Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Nikki, Lord Father. Father, as we touch and agree with her, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father, for favor in her behalf, Lord Father. We ask you, O God, to intervene in her situation, Lord Father. You know the situation, Lord Father. And Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Patricia's mom, Lord Father, that has COVID, Lord. Father, we speak, Lord Father God, to those lungs right now, Lord Father, to our upper respiratory system. And Father, we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. All those, Lord Father, that have COVID, Lord Father. Father, whether we know them or not, Lord Father, we speak, Lord Father, open airways right now, Lord Father. Father, touch their upper respiratory system right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that you're bigger, Lord Father, than COVID. You're bigger than cancer. You're bigger than any sickness or any disease, Lord Father, for you said, by your stripes we are healed. And Father, we are decreeing, we are declaring it right now in the name of Jesus. If you can believe, you can receive your healing right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Spurgeon Walters right now, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father, his lungs right now, Lord Father, as we come against cancer right now, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, O God, for healing for him, Lord Father. Father, touch his body right now from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father. Touch his loved ones right now, Lord Father. Touch those that are going through dialysis, Lord Father. Those, oh God, that have to go through chemo, Lord Father, and that are recovering, Lord Father. We thank you for touching them right now, Lord Father. And Father, for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Heavenly Father, we're praying for their salvation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We know that you can do it for them, Lord Father. So we pray, let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you the Corbett family loss. On their loss, Lord Father, and both the Father and the Son, Lord Father. Father, continue to touch and strengthen that family right now, Lord Father. Father, we pray today for the Corum family, Lord Father, as they prepare to lay their loved ones today, Lord Father, to rest, Lord Father. We continue, Lord Father, to pray, Lord Father, for the Benjamin Vele family, Lord Father, the McGrath Roberts family, Lord Father, and the Barnes family right now, Lord Father. We continue, Lord Father, to pray, Lord Father, strength for them, peace and comfort right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Comfort hearts right now, Lord Father. Father, you said you would not leave us comfortless, O God. So we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your comforter, comforting all those that lost loved ones right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord Father God, for the state of Louisiana, Lord Father, all those that came in contact with that hurricane, Lord Father, touch Texas right now, Lord Father. Go up that panhandle right there, Lord Father. And Father, let your prayer warriors begin to rise up and speak to these hurricanes right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, you give us that power and that authority that we can speak to the winds, Lord Father, if we can stand together in unity, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, touch our listeners right now, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord Father. And Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you for traveling mercies, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for dispatching their warring and minister angels to continue to stand guard round about them, Lord Father, and they're going out and they're coming in, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you our apostle, Lord Father, Apostle Gloria Porter, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, knowing no weapon that is formed against her, Lord Father, shall prosper, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for your hedge of protection continually being round about her right now, Lord Father. We continue to speak renewal strength, Lord Father. Father. Father, as she continue, Lord Father, to fight in war, Lord Father, in your kingdom, Lord Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, for covering her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father, touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Touch, Lord, Bishop Porter, Lord Father, as he come forth today with the word, Lord Father. Decrease him, Lord Father, as you increase in him right now, Lord. Father, show up and show out in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Crystal, Lord Father. Touch her right now, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Father, we speak healing to her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for healing, Lord Father. Touch her children right now, Lord Father. Father, continue to keep them safe right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, touch little Michael right now, Lord Father. Continue to touch his mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch him in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Rise him up, Lord Father, for the man that you call him, Lord Father God, to be right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord Father, over the airways, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, how it continue to touch many nations, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and glorify you right now, Lord Father. Father, it's nobody but you, Lord Father. We're thanking you for healing and deliverance being in the midst, Lord. We thank you for the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word as it come forth, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, how they use their word for good, Lord Father, and not bad, Lord Father. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, how you touch Kim MacArthur, Lord Father, that had a stroke, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, that she is recovering well and being able to work, Lord Father. All we can say is, but God, there is nobody greater than you, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord. We glorify and magnify your name, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we just bless your name today, Lord. We glorify your name. We thank you, Lord Father, for the use, Lord Father God, of these airways, Lord Father, for we take nothing and no one for granted, Lord Father. Now, Father, we ask you, Lord Father, for healing and deliverance, being in the midst, Lord Father, in this broadcast today, Lord Father. We are thanking you right now, Lord Father, for every praise report and everyone, Lord Father, that heard the broadcast and gave their life to you, Lord Father. Father, that they may not die and go into a Christless grave, Lord Father. But, Father, we just say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And amen again. Praise the Lord. All right. Thank God, amen, for Sister Diane. And thank God, amen, for prayer. Because true prayer of the righteous prevails much. In Jesus, amen, shall always pray. And man mean mankind. I thank God, amen, for Sister Diane. Now, as we often say here at City of Victory, if you didn't hear your name, man, don't get upset now. Praise the Lord. I hear your family name. Praise the Lord. All you got to do is call us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Here, amen, I'll push the one, amen, on your phone there, man, and tell us, add my name to the prayer list. Man, whatever the situation or the condition is, you can call Diane, praise God, personally. Man, her line is always open. Praise the Lord. Man, we will be gladly, more happy to put your name on the prayer list. I'm looking at it now, and it's thick. I mean, people need prayer. Amen. If we ever need to pray, we need to pray now. Amen. Am I right? Amen. And God will turn that midnight into day. Man, I want to say to somebody, man, be encouraged. Behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. It's always a brighter day. Man, and the Lord want to do great things. Amen. On this side of the Jordan, this side, praise God. Amen. You see, it's his will that you prosper, be in good health as your soul prosper. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. He said he made you the head and not the tail. He'll put you above and not beneath. Oh, I'm here to tell you, the door that God opened, no man can close. Praise the Lord. And the door that he closed, no man can open. All right. Okay. Let me give you a little word. Praise the Lord. Here before I go into the word of God. Peace of mind is the treasure we often find when we turn our back on selfishness. I like that. I'm going to read it again. Peace of mind is the treasure we often find when we turn our back on selfishness. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have you turned your back now on me, myself, and I? Praise the Lord. Amen. Huh? See? You want some peace of mind? You got to turn your back on being so selfish. Me, myself, and my family. No. What about somebody else? Sometimes you have to forget about self and help somebody else. Praise the Lord. And while you are doing that, God working it out for you. Why? Because, man, you have forgot about self, being selfish. Praise the Lord. Man, and you more concerned about somebody else. And watch God work. Oh, he will turn that negative into a positive. He'll turn that bad situation and make something good out of it. All right? Now, I kind of talked on this last night. We was in our Bible talk last night, our Bible study. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I was talking about scarecrows in the church. But I'm going to use a different text today. I'm going to talk about the true believer and the unbeliever. And notice now, they're all in the same church. And if you have your Bible, turn with us in the book of Numbers, chapter 13. And the first verse say, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am given to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, every man a leader among them." I'm going to stop right there. Notice God spoke to the man of God, the leader, Moses, and say, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I have given to the children of Israel. Notice God had already spoke to Moses, and see, he had did what? He had given it to him already before he even sent him out. Oh, praise God. Look at our God. Oh, if he spoke it, we should know that he's able to perform it. Now, he's saying for each tribe, there were 12 of them, their father should send a man, everyone a leader amongst them. And you will find that from verse 4 all the way down to verse number 15. Praise the Lord. Moses sent them out. Okay, they picked out a leader. All right, we're going to fast forward our lesson, and we're going to pick up our lesson in verse 26. All right? Now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron, and all the children, and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran. They and brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. They came back evidence. No excuse. They went out as Moses directed them, commanded them. And they came back with evidence. They didn't come back empty-handed. They didn't come back now. Notice, Sister Diane, with word of mouth. Am I right? They came back with evidence. See, showing Moses and the children of Israel the land, the fruit of the land. Praise God. That was there. Then they told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flowed with milk and honey. And this is the fruit. See? And it's funny you find folk in the church when something good done happened in their lives, they come back that Sunday or whatever day they have church and they open up the testimony service and they pop up like popcorn. Boy, it's just like it happened. The prophecy that came on me, God moved. I got that beautiful home. I got that nice car. I asked for a job, and God gave me that job that I wanted. I mean, the testimony is hot. See? Now, they came back. They brought evidence. They brought the fruit from the land that they went out and spied. See? Now, what is I'm talking about here? I'm talking about a true believer and an unbeliever, right in the same church. There were 12 that went out, but we're going to see what happened. Praise God. And what is the excuse for unbeliever? When they saw, because they have to help bring the evidence back from the land that they spied out. Because now here is the testimony in verse 27. The promised land, also the land of Canaan. Canaan was the promised land. Was indeed magnified as the 12 scouts discovered. You see that? Now, the word of God, the Bible often called it the land flows with milk and honey. And that's what they said. The land truly flows with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. They even brought back evidence so Moses and them can see that they were not making something up. They brought it back. The children of Israel saw it. They saw it. No excuses now. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Okay, watch this. Now, the Bible often calls it the land flows with milk and honey. Although the land was relatively small, it wasn't no real big place. In other words, it was 150 miles long. It was 60 miles wide. It had luscious hillsides, were covered with fig dates and nut trees. It was the land God had promised to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, we should know, amen, if God promised something, and he had promised the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he was going to bless, praise God, their seed. And they was going to multiply. And he was always going to take care, praise the Lord. And in this land flowing with milk and honey, if we go to verse 28, nevertheless, the people dwelling in the land are strong. Okay, here it go. Never left the people who dwell in the land are strong. Now they just got through testifying, and they showed their evidence that the land flows with milk and honey, and they brought back some of the evidence, some of the fruit. 28. But nevertheless, here come the doubt. Here come the unbelievers. The people who dwell in the land are strong. The city are fortified and very large. And moreover, we saw the descendant of Anakim there. The Amalekites. They're looking at the size of a certain people. And then forgot about, just that quick now, but they done testified, what they done showed, the evidence, they done forgot about it. Now, I want to ask you a question now. Is that you? You up 1 week, as soon as a little trial or a condition hit you or hit your family, you all go to all the pieces and you done forgot what you testified in the church on Sunday? Is that you? Then you use faint of heart, quick to give up, throw up your hands, because a quitter will never win and a winner will never quit. And God don't move in unbelief. He don't move in doubt. And the enemy always want to throw discouragement at you. But now when you done saw what God have done, you done testified it. Church, just praising the Lord with you. You got your house. You got your whatever you have prayed for, and God moved and was prophesied in your life, and God turned that bad situation and made some good out of it. And before the next week, here it is, 28. Nevertheless, the people who dwell there in the land are strong. When they told me that I got to pay some more money, or they are saying that my credit bad. But wait a minute here. Why are you going to lose faith? The same God is over, man, everything else. Don't you know he over the credit people? He is God. And if God say you can have it, you can have it. Huh? God don't give his words and then turn around and take it back. We mess it up. Come on now, y'all help me here. See? Now, 29 say the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the bank of the Jordan. Now, in verse 28 and 29, they fortified the city, the scouts did, and they talked about how it was surrounded by high walls, as much as 20 feet thick and 20 feet tall. 25 feet tall. The guards was often stationed on top where there was a commander viewing of the countryside. Now they coming back and they sharing this with Moses and the children of Israel of what they saw and what was in the city, how the walls was thick and how tall they were. And they had a guards on them, because they was there for 40 days spying out the land. Praise God. But now I'm going to ask you again. Are you a true believer? Are you a pretender? Just want the blessing, but don't want to be a blessed to bless you, which is Jesus Christ, the creator that made the heavens and made the earth. Are you wise or are you one of the foolish? Now, they, before they can finish showing what they had brought back, he brought back evidence they let Moses and the children of Israel saw it. All 12. But I thank God for a true believer. Somebody say a true believer. A true believer is one that can stand fast regardless of how the odds look. It may be dark. It may be bleak. But behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. And if God spoke it and say that we can have it, you can have it. Spiritually, financially, and materially. It's his will that we prosper. Be in good health as our soul prosper. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to ask again, are you a true believer? Now, we just heard now from the unbelievers. In 28, nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land, they are strong. Oh, they're bigger than we are. We can't fight them. But verse 30, he is a true, true believer. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. Now I'm going to ask you, what side is you? Are you with the Caleb and Joshua crowd, or are you with the other 10 that came back with a bad, evil report? They brought back evidence, just like Caleb and Joshua. See, so it ain't always the majority, is it? Now you see why the Lord said, well, that's two or three gathered together in his name, there he'd be in the midst. He wants somebody to be steadfast, unmovable. And that's what Caleb, notice Joshua didn't say nothing. Come on now, you got your Bible, look in there. And what I like about Caleb had the right spirit in him. What about you? See, you can't stand up for God if you ain't got the right thing in you. See, when the odds was against, he saw the same strong giant. Caleb saw it too now. He was out there too. But in verse 28, he's listening at them talk about, oh, they're stronger than we are. We can't fight them. They're tails up. They only got to do a step on us. When the flood come in, God always have a way, praise God, to bring you out. He said, when you're in the water, you will not be overflowing. He said, when you're in the fire, you will not be burned. So now I'm going to ask you again, are you a true believer? Are you with the unbelievers at the 10? And can't come back now. You done testified how good God is, and then you come back when the next Sunday. Come on, let's praise the Lord. And your head down, and they're like you're sucking on lemon. You can't get in the service. You go back out the door the same way you come in. Come on, don't get quiet on me here. Is that you? Jesus said, in the world, you're going to have trials and tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. The peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives it. So you don't look at the situation. And that's what Caleb done. Caleb did not look at the strong men, those that were bigger than he was. He didn't do that. He stood up in faith. Look at verse 30. Then Caleb, he quieted the people. That means hush your mouth. Y'all don't even know what you're talking about. And he did it before Moses. He did it before the leader. I like that. Somebody going to stand up for God. Stand up and say, let us go up at once. He said he was ready to go then. He didn't want to hesitate. He was ready to go right then. He said, let's go at once. Let's go now. Nobody scared of them. How many know that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind? Praise the Lord. He wants you to be encouraged. Sometimes the situation probably ain't never changed, but God always have a way to take you through the storms the situation and bring you out with a mighty hand. He can stiffen you while you're in the midst of it. So Caleb quiet the people. He quiet them. Shut your mouth before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. Oh, we can overcome this. Praise the Lord. Are you on the true believer side? Are you just a church goer? Come on Sunday, don't see you no more. And then you wonder why you don't go. No Bible study. No school of wisdom. Don't never want to ask questions. On the prayer line, but you won't open your mouth. But it's good just to be with the people of God. But God give you a mouth and a tongue too. He said, let everything that have breath do what? Praise ye the Lord. Come on now. Or you want somebody to do all your praying? All the praises. All the believing. Now I want to say this. One thing about a leader, and that's what Moses was. Moses went to God for him. He trusts God for him. But he can, here's the thing. The leader cannot believe God for you. And you know what happened to him? They messed around and got cut off because of their doubt and unbelief. That's what happened to him. So I'm going to ask you again. Are you a true believer or unbeliever? We got too many scarecrows in the church. Just want to sit there and do nothing. See, faith is an action word. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is trusting the word of God. And God had already spoke to Moses before he sent him out. I have given you the land. See, before he sent him out, he spoke to Moses and said, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am given to the children of Israel. Look at that. He didn't give it to them before he even sent them out. So the work was already done. All they had to do was go in faith. And 12, and out of 12, 10 come back with a bad report. Oh, we can't do it. We can't fight them. We are murmuring, complaining. Why this? Why that? Why we got to go out there and do that? Why we can't go another way? Is that you? When the odds look like it's against you, what about the word of God? The Bible says that we have more fighting for us than against us. How many believe that today? That's where Caleb was standing. That's where he was speaking. He was speaking faith. He was speaking victory. And he said, let's go at once. We can do it. That's right. Why? Because it had the right thing in him. See, you can't speak what's not in you. You only speak what come out, what shows out the heart is the treasures of life. And that's what it say? If doubt in there, doubt won't come out. Care how much you try to hide it and camouflage. But if faith in there, you're going to speak faith. You're going to walk faith. You're going to trust God. When all hope is like it's lost. And I want to say again, behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. Oh, yes, it will. God will show up and show out. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. So I had to read that one more time for the true believers. Then Caleb finds the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once. Oh, I like that. Why be procrastinating? We ain't got to wait. And take possession. See? Take back what the enemy think he got and then stole. He ain't got nothing. He a vagabond. He ain't got no way. When Jesus cast the demons out. You know where he said he went? In the dry places. He ain't got no hands. He ain't got no body. He got to get in you. Come on now. He got to get in somebody. That's why so much evil and division and trouble in our land. Because the devil is loose. He's real now. But I thank God for our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. He said, greater that is in us than he that is in the world. See why you have to have the right thing in you to be a true believer? See? When people talk foolishly about the word of God, we can do the same thing and hush your mouth because you don't know what you're talking about. It's all about Jesus. Jesus is the answer to the world today. And if we pray and say, push back this corona, God will do it. I'm talking to true believers. And we don't need no crowd. We just need a faithful few to get on one accord from the east, west, north, and the south and watch God work. And he's on the move now. He's destroying the yokes even as we speak. Why you say that? Because he said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, praise the Lord. God is a good God. He's merciful. He's kind. Verse 31 say, but the men who have gone up with him said, see, here it is, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. See? Now, what side are you on? Are you leading your family in this unbelief? Well, I don't go to church because they this, they that, they're always this, they're all in. See? Down in the church. The church is the place now to run to. However you're having it. We're having church now. As you listen to me, we're having church now. I want your heart to be encouraged now. Even when we get off here, be encouraged now. Faith is now. Now faith. Trust God now. Believe God now. But look what they said. But the men who have gone up with him, now they were there. It was 12. The 10 and Caleb and Joshua. You heard what they said. Now here it is. Because Caleb and Joshua and told them to shut their mouth and we can go up at once. Here they go. But the men who have gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Nothing we can do with them men. Now what side you on? There's always two sides to a coin. It's a head and a tail. On every coin that you have, from the 50 cent all the way down to the penny, it's a head and a tail. If it's not, the money's no good. Not here in our nation. I don't know about other countries, but here in our nation, you got to have a head and a tail. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. So my question to you today is, you a true believer or you are unbeliever? Sitting here doubting. Or do you trust God for his word? That if he spoke it, he able to perform it. Verse 32 said, and they gave the children of Israel a bad report. Oh my God. Of the land that they had spied out, saying the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitation, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. They're looking at the size. They're looking at the situation. They're looking at the condition. Is that you? The problem is bigger than your faith. Is that you today? And like, the more you look at it, the bigger it gets. Because you're sitting there twiddling your fingers, feeling sorry for yourself, head down, don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I'm getting phone call after phone call. Here come the pressure. Is that you? Then your family looking at you. Then they in a pity party. Now they weren't. See? They gave the children of Israel a bad report. Now why? Because they're looking at the giants. They couldn't deny about the land now. Because they brought back evidences like Joshua and Caleb. But look, it goes beyond just material things. Now, some of you know God done been good to you. Yet you done gave up on the church. You done gave up on God. But God says he changed not. He said he's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. But the children of Israel, they gave a bad report of the land where they spied out. Now, what's your excuse? Are you with the ten? Are you with Caleb and Joshua? I'm talking about the true believer from the unbeliever. You wise when you trust God and believe God, and you foolish when you don't. Come on now. Because God always have a way. And one thing I know, God always brings us out to bring us into something better. Oh, he's moving. Because he says his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. You can trust God. For his holy, everlasting, and divine word in the name of Jesus. But they're looking at the stature. They're looking at the size. Now, the size of these men, I did research on it. I think this size of this family is way the giant Goliath come out, who fought David. Some big people. It wasn't no little folk now. And you looking up at them, it will put the fear in you. So if you didn't know God, you in trouble. See? That's what the enemy want to come to do to you. He want to put the spirit of fear in you. See? He want to scare you. And not only that, St. John 10:10, Jesus say, the thief, that's the devil, come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But did you read it all? He said, but I come. Well, you may have life and have it more abundantly. See? Read it all. Just don't dwell on the situation or the condition what you're looking at. See? That's why we walk by what? Faith, and not by what? Sight. We trust God for his word. Why do you read it if you're not going to believe it? Oh, I like that. I'm going to say that again. That's right. Why read it if you're not going to believe it? If you read it, believe it. And that's all he's asking us to do. He asks us to do one thing. He said, all things are possible if you only believe. Praise the Lord. You got to believe God. Trust God in the name of Jesus. See? One word. Just only believe. And that's what Caleb done. Caleb believed God. And that's what I thank God for a believer. Notice how many unbelievers at the 12. Notice how many unbelievers, and they all went out and came back with evidence, with fruit of the land. All of them, every one of them, holding them in their hands, showing them to Moses and the children of Israel, but look what come out of their mouth, and they holding the evidence. I mean, that's mind-boggling. The same thing going today. Come on now. The same thing going today. And my question to you, are you one of them? Kind of be honest with yourself. Soon as they get off the broadcast, you don't forget what God can do. The situation may not never change, but hey, God always got a way, praise God, to give you the strength to go through it. The giants were still there when Caleb said, we can go at once and possess it. They were still there. The walls were still there. Men was on the wall. See? The enemy get prepared. He ain't playing. He want to take you out. He want to take your family out. You don't want to see you blessed. You don't want to see your marriage blessed. You don't want to see you up. You want to see you down. He want to take everything from you. I just told you he come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But thank God. When you're a true believer, he can't go no farther than God allow. Oh, help me, Lord. Yeah. Oh, he can't go no farther than God allow. Oh, I thank God, amen, for being God. He's supernatural. He's omnipotent. He owns our presence. Praise the Lord. God is good. In the name of Jesus. Now, if we look at verse 33. There we saw the giants. They still talking. See? Yeah, they saw them. How you going to miss a big old giant? Joshua and Caleb saw them too. Now, I say we in the same church. People go to the same church and you got believers on one side and unbelief sitting right there beside you sometimes. Sometimes sitting right in the pulpit. Come on now. Preaching this thing and do they believe it themselves? Are you one of them? Come on now. Don't get upset. Say, Lord, thank the Lord, amen, for bringing you up to where he will have you to be. It's never too late to repent. Praise God. Say, Lord, you're right and I'm wrong. This is simple. And God do great things for you. Came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers. Look at verse 33. In our own sight. He didn't say in their sight, in our own sight, because he said it was like grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. I don't even think they even saw us. We so little to them folk. How are we going to fight them? Then I tell you, sometimes your problem gets, the more you look at it, the bigger it gets. Some of you got some horrible, terrible problems right now, even listening to me. But today is your day that the yokes will be destroyed. Today is your day that the back of poverty is broken for you. See? Why? Because you took time out to listen at the word of God. See? And it's for you. Don't let it just fly over your head. It's for you. See? That's why the Lord said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm truly here to lift up the name of Jesus. And the Lord said, if he be lifted up from the earth, he'll draw all men unto thee. That's you. That's me. And that's a whosoever. So God is doing great things. So now the question is, you are a true believer or you're an unbeliever? Are you one of the wise or you're one of the foolish? But take your eyes of the condition. And when I'm talking about your spiritual understanding, because sometimes look like that never change. How you gonna miss a big old giant? Sometimes you have to face the giant. But when you face him, you got to face him with the word of God. See? This situation look bleak. Now, if we go over into chapter 14, and it's funny how, wonder why the church and the majority of the church always pick up on those that are always complaining, always nagging, all in the parking lot finding fault, and got something negative to say about the choir, about the church, about the this, about the that. So all the congregation, see there? So all the guy, everybody now. So all the congregation lift up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night, we're going to die, and people go bigger than us. Now, they ain't saw nothing. They just came back listening at the bad report. Nobody heard what the true believer said, Caleb. Nobody heard that. Ain't that funny that's happening now today? In the house of God, can sit there and have a church meeting and everybody vote on whatever they want to do, a building fund or whatever going on, and make a pledge, and before they leave out the door and off the parking lot, they done change their mind. Is that you? But chapter 14 says they wept that night. Now, I mean, they didn't get no sleep because of a bad report. See what negative I do to you? It'll cause you to lose sleep. They don't forgot about what God can do. Now, God have brought them. See? Out of Egypt. God showed them. They saw the 10 plagues, what God did to Egypt. Never touched them before they even left out of Egypt. But when they came out of Egypt, but Egypt was still in them. But yet, the true believer and the unbeliever yet was in the congregation. Because it was over 2.5 million of them. They down, I say, in the same church. See, there ain't no outside in the same church. Why is it that the unsaved person have more faith than the those in the church? Wonder why. Huh? The doctor tell one of them, they done drunk to their liver done. It's corrosive, whatever they call it. Heart bad, kidneys bad. The doctor tell them, you take another drink, you're going to die. They get right on to the doctor, oh, you don't know what he's talking about. Go buy him some whatever and drink it and still live. Now, that's faith. Your own life. Wonder why. See? And the doctor told him your kidney's bad, your liver bad, and all that, and they still drink it. Same thing with smoking a cigarette. They got it all on the television. Cigarette is bad for your lungs, bad for your heart. Show them what all how bad it do to them. You think that faith some of you folk? And don't you think that's faith? And they go still buy them cigarettes. And smoke them. And it's right on the side of the pack. This cigarette is hazardous to your health. On the side of it. They still buy them. Come on now. Don't get quiet on me. See? And it's happened to them, but they still do it. Verse 2, and all the children of Israel complained, now here go, against Moses and Aaron, And the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, oh, God, my God, or if only we have died in this wilderness. I wish we'd been dead. Now, they wish they were dead now because of a bad report. Is that you? Nobody even thought on what Caleb said. Because he and Joshua, it ain't but two of them. It can't be. If them men saw it, they got to be right. That's why the Bible tells us to study to show ourselves approved, a workman under God, need not to be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. And they holding evidence in their hand, just like Joshua and Caleb. They brought back some of the fruit from the land of milk and honey. And the children of Israel saw it, but now, when they heard the report come out of their mouth, the bad report, they went to crying, went to complaining. Is that you? Come on now, be honest with yourself. Oh, I don't want to die. I should have stayed there in Egypt. Now, they're praying to come out of slavery. Now, they want to go back in there. Is that you? If only we have died in the land of Egypt. Dang, can you see that? Or if only we have died in the wilderness. People are going to be people. See? Yeah, same thing today. You got your house, got your all, everything, you done prayed from God, the prophecy on you, you done got whatever. No excuse, children doing great. And soon as a trial or tribulation, a situation come in your life that you can't handle, you done forgot about all the great things God done for you. Is that you? Verse 3 says, why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children shall come victims? Would it not be for us to return to Egypt? Now they're asking questions to one another. They want to go back. They're that scared. Now you're talking about, you know what? Fear make a coward out of all of us. It will. When fear grip you, you can't think straight. Oh, I know I'm right about that one. You let fear grip you. You get to shaking, you get nervous, you can't think straight. You don't know which way is up. You don't know which way to turn. You want to go backwards instead of forward. And the enemy laughing. See? All he got to do is say, boom, and there you go. See? But a true believer, when it get dark, when it get bleak, when the storm is raging, he yet trusts God. He going to say, for God I live, and for God I die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, help me somebody. And Caleb had the right thing in him. In fact, I go deeper than that. I'm going to go further than that. Let me drop a nugget to you. Can y'all remember when Moses, God prayed to Moses and say, God told Moses to ordain his replacement. God told Moses to ordain Joshua. Now, why Joshua? If we go back and read our story in verse 30, Joshua, he opened his mouth. But he was over there by Caleb. But when God got rid of the ordained the next leader, he told Moses to ordain Joshua. Guess what? Caleb didn't get jealous. He said, now, why not me? I came back with a good report. I was the one said that he's well able to go out. Joshua didn't ever open his mouth. But when God told Moses to ordain the next leader, God said, ordain Joshua. Caleb did not get jealous. He stood by his side. He fought shoulder to shoulder with him. And you know what? In his old age, one day you're going to get old. That's why I'm saying by standing on the word of being a true believer. He was 80-some years old. Joshua took him and showed him, say, what? Pick out the whatever land you want. I want you to hear this, y'all. Somebody need to hear this. He said, okay. Caleb said, I want that right over there. He said, wait a minute, you want to go over there with them giants? He said, that's what I want. He said, give him a sword. Give him a sword. Sister Diane, he said, I'll go right now. He said, wait, man, you're an old man. He said, I'm going to get these young fellows to go. He wanted to go over there with the same territory. He wanted to go there at 80. See? And you know what God said about him? He's going to bless him and give him everything, even his descendant will be blessed. He gives him the land because he had an excellent spirit in him. Where is your spirit now? Come on. Where is your? Is this enough to change you now? To stand fast on the word of God? When you got the right thing in you, God, remember you in your latter years, that your latter years will be greater than your beginning. Oh, I felt something on that one. Look at God. See? When you got the right thing in you, you ain't got that jealous, malice, and envy stuff in you. See? Always doubting, unbelief, always murmuring, finding fault. Sound like old Billy Goat. Huh? God withdraw his hand. But Caleb had an excellent spirit in him. He didn't get jealous because God told Moses to ordain Joshua. He was in his corner. He said, I got your back. And God blessed him in his latter years. That his latter years will be greater than his beginning. Praise the Lord. But look at these in verse number 2. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, if only we have died in the land of Egypt, or if only we have died in this wilderness. Verse 3 say, why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, and our wife and children shall become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? Verse 4 says, so they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. Now they're ready to, and that's what folk do in the church when things ain't going right in the church. Well, he's the pastor. Now they want to vote the pastor out. They're ready to vote Moses out. Ain't that just like what's going on today? Things don't go right in the church. They want to put the pastor out. Come on now. Y'all know what's going on. So now what side are you on now? Well, I'm going to be with the majority because the majority done signed a petition that he ain't doing this and he ain't doing that. What charge do you have against them? Against the leader? What charge? Moses was obeying God. Oh, y'all missed me right there. I'm going to say it again. Moses was obeying God. The leader obeying God. You get mad because the leader is preaching about the Holy Ghost or preaching about holiness? That you got to live right. If you live it in sin, you're going to be cut off. And you don't get upset by that. Huh? Why you get mad with the mailman? The mailman just bought the mail. You got to pay your bills. That's what the leader is. The preacher is just the mailman. Get mad with the mailman. Hey, that mailman come bring me that deed done. Well, you ought to pay your bills. And you ought to stop being so doubtful and unbelieving. Then things have got to turn things around for you. Won't pay your tithe, won't do that. Those them bills going to keep coming. Oh, y'all have got quiet here. Mm-hmm. See, then things will go right, then you're going to fault the church. I told them to pray, ain't nothing happened. Well, you ought to do something. Do something about it. Quit being so stingy. Start hearted. And that's what's going on. Now they're ready to vote Moses out. Let her select a leader and return to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their face. You see what a man or woman of God? They're gonna go to God. They're going to pray before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. They didn't wait till they got home and went in private. They did it right in the church. They didn't even give them a word that day. They got before the congregation and all of the assembly, and they took it to God. See, when the going get rough, a true believer in leadership, they know that prayer changes things. Prayer will move God. Prayer will change condition. Thank you, Sister Diane. Sincere prayer, earnest prayer will move God. You pray come from the heart, not so much lip service. He said many serve me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. All praise the Lord. So they fell on their face. Themselves. They didn't ask nobody else. And they took it to God. I want to say to you, all leaders out there that are listening under the sound of my voice, great or small, keep taking it to God. Yep. Keep taking it to God. 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 Oh, praise God. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jehoram, who were among those who have spied out the land, pulled their clothes. See, what a true believer, they're going to join. They're going to join that path. If they are a true believer, they're going to go in prayer with the leader. They ain't going to stop there looking. What are you looking at? Do something. Scarecrow, sitting there. Well, I don't know what side I'm on again. You're either a believer or unbeliever. Right in the church. Same church. And this is what happened. Verse 7, and they spoke to all the congregation of the children of the sand, the land we passed through to spy out is exceedingly good land. Now here they talking to them. Joshua and Caleb, if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Now, here they come. Now, Joshua joined in with Caleb. See how true believers going to come together? They ain't going to part when the going get rough, when the tides are like they're coming up over your head. And I tell you again, he said, when you're in the water, you should not be overflowing. He said, when you're in the fire, you will not be burned. Am I right? And verse 9 says, only do not rebel. See, now he's telling the unbelievers, them that complaining, that stay woke all night crying and complaining, what are we going to do? We need to go back. They tell him in verse 9, only do not rebel against the Lord. Now fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. All praise God. Encouraging. That's an encouraging word. Y'all need to circle verse 9. That's encouraging. Do not fear. God did not give you the spirit of fear. He always got a way. He will do great things for you. He will bring you out. But God look at the intent of your heart. He know what's in you. He give us the spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. Think on his word. But now if you ain't been reading and studying it, it ain't nothing in there. You can't, and nothing can come out if you ain't putting nothing in there. Talking about spirit now, God is a spirit, and you look for such to serve him in spirit and truth. A true believer going to get in the word of God. A true believer going to fast and pray. A true believer ain't going to just pray one time and forget about God or come to church on just on Sunday. No Bible study, no Sunday school. Praise God. You're going to get, amen, in or tune, amen, what's going on in your ministry. But now if you're a scarecrow, good for nothing. You're just there, one in the midst, in the number. And you're going to join the unbelievers. Verse 10 saying, all the congregation said to the stone, them with stones. Look there, want to stone them. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before the children of Israel. See, now when they want to stone them, you see what God done then. See, when people go too far with their unbelief, true believers, God always have a way that is mighty sweet. So don't get, see, when you're almost about to throw up your hand and people all be ready to kill you now and want to stone you, God will step in. And he said, oh, thank you, Sister Diane. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. They want to put the leader out of the church, want to pick them another leader, and want to go back in bondage because they're scared of the giants. Verse 11 says, then the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? Uh-oh, God talking now. Now I'm going to ask you a question. How long with your situation when you're going to reject God? Or you're going to believe God? Or you're going to say, Lord, you're right and I'm wrong. Mm. See how simple it is? Move pride out the way. I read it earlier about that peace. If you want some peace, you got to stop being selfish. And that's what they were.
Amen.
See? All praise the Lord. And how long will they not believe me? And with all the signs which I have performed among them. Oh, my God. Whew, they were without excuse. God sent 12 out, and all 12 came back with evidence, Sister Diane, with some fruit. It's just like God said it is. Oh, my God.
That alone.
Now, Diane brought up a good point. Now, I'm going to ask y'all the question. I often say this to the church all the time. If you were there with the children of Israel and God parted that Red Sea and you went across on dry land and you saw Pharaoh's army drowned, will God have any trouble out of you? Come on now, be honest. And you saw it. The children of Israel saw it. They saw that. But the Bible say not only a week but 3 days down the road they forgot about the Red Sea experience. Are you one of them? God done bless you now, and they give you great things. Go ahead, Sister Diane.
Now, listen, Bishop. Mm-hmm. You have to look. Back in their time, it was the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
In our time, it's whatever situation we feel it going through.
Uh-huh.
We may be going through a sickness.
Mm-hmm.
That's our Red Sea right
mm-hmm.
there.
There you go.
And God brought us through
mm-hmm.
that Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, we're going to serve him because he brought me through this sickness.
Uh-huh.
This is life and death.
Uh-huh.
Bring you through surgery. Before you go in, it's like, God, if you bring me through the surgery, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to be one of your disciples. All this because you're about to go through
mm-hmm.
and you want God to do something for you.
Right.
Now, I hear you in a positive minute. God know your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows. That's where you're called, mm-hmm. caught up in the moment
mm-hmm.
right then
right
and there.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go through now and he bring you through that surgery and he bring you through that sickness, see, the children of Israel, it took them 3 days.
3 days. They forgot.
Of what God done for them.
Mm-hmm.
Some press forward and keep their word.
That's right.
Others,
mm-hmm.
they just back to the same routine and then they wonder why they're back in the same situation that God took them
took
out.
Took them out. You're so right. God bless
thank
you.
God for his goodness and his
mercy. There you go. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Amen. Diane brought us some good points. Amen. In the hands of Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forth today. Are you a true believer or are you a non-believer? Which one are you today? Because you know what? Be careful in who you associate yourself with. When you're standing and you're trusting in God and you get around a set of negative people that don't believe in God, my advice to you is step away. Because with their negativeness, going to begin to feed right into your spirit, and we're going to see who have the stronger spirit. So be blessed today. We always thank you for tuning in every Wednesday and Thursday to hear an awesome and powerful man and woman of God bringing forth the word. You may not like the word that is coming forth, but the word is coming forth. It's not being watered down. It's not being taken away nor added to. So you know what? Today, spend some time in God. Have that relationship with God. Tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number is 347-857-3925. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
how the story ends.
When I let go,
and I let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.